Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. John 20:30-31. John has recorded 7 miracles of Jesus: turning the water into wine, healing the nobleman's son, healing the crippled man, feeding the multitude with loaves and fishes, walking on the water, healing the blind man, and raising Lazarus from the dead. These miracles were sufficient for the purpose of John in writing this gospel of Jesus. The purpose for which John wrote was so that those who read this gospel would believe. We are to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Those whom Jesus fed with the loaves and fishes followed him across the Sea of Tiberias, seeking Jesus. Upon finding him, they asked, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye might believe on him whom he hath sent." John 6:28-29. As the discussion continued, Jesus taught, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John 6:40. When Jesus was discussing the new birth with Nicodemus, he stated, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." John 3:16-18. Everlasting life is the promise of God through Christ, if we will believe and confess as Peter did. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16:16. Before the Ethiopian was baptized, he confessed his faith in Christ. "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Acts 8:37. When the jailer asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in all thy house." Acts 16:30-31. The same word is preached everywhere, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. The key of life with God is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That faith was established by his miracles and works. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.